Well, Tiger Woods certainly is in all kinds of trouble now. It's multiple back surgeries. Then, of course, he got the DUI. And my next guest says if he really pursued a different path, if he pursued the path of Dr. John Sarno, he might be in a whole different world. He might be out golfing right now. Steve Ozanich is one of the top authorities in the country on Dr. Sarno. He's the author of the book, Dr. John Sarno's Top 10 Healing Discoveries. Steve, great to have you on 1320 WYLS.
Hi, Michael. It's good to be back.
Yeah, and you've been following Tiger Woods for a while now. What do you think of his predicament right now?
Well, it's like in my third book, I wrote about him in Chapter 4. The chapter is called The Tiger's Snare. And it's playing out just like I had said that it would. It's not a structural body issue. It's more of an autonomic nervous system thing through all the demands that he makes on himself.
Now, what's, because people that don't know Dr. John Sarno, they don't know that name. What's the basic, what is his theory on what's happening here?
Yeah, sure. Dr. Sarno practiced medicine for 50 years at NYU Medical Center, and he proved beyond any doubt that almost all the back pains do not come from the structure of the spine. And that when we get overwhelmed by the demands that we place on ourselves to be perfect and to push ourselves, it's deeply enraging to the psyche. And after a while, the brain will actually try to help you cope by withdrawing blood to your spine to create a severe pain, so that you're forced to focus on the physical body and not on the actual cause, which is the really the deep anger of the demands that are made upon you.
Okay, if that's the case, then what did he have to say about how to get out of that situation and ease that pain?
It is really the knowledge of what's going on between your mind and body, and that these powerful emotions are there, but they're unconscious, so nobody feels them. People always look for them, but you won't be able to find them. And Tiger wouldn't be able to either. The knowledge, something about that sets you free, and the body begins to balance again. Now, sometimes, you know, people will need psychotherapy to talk about maybe trauma that they had in their life. But Tiger is a perfect example. He really is. It's about obsession. You know, he's still trying to please his father, even at this stage in his life. And when you push yourself to be that good, you have to divert it through obsession. And he's proven it.
Yeah, but why didn't he have this pain all along? Why did it suddenly become an issue later in his life?
Well, of course, that would be probably personal to him. I know it began with, you know, his divorce, his famous divorce. I'm sure it began right there, the most of it. Mm-hmm. And you know, if you look at the last two times he pulled out of tournaments, it was in Dubai, he shot 77, and in 2014 in Akron, he pulled out. He shot terrible rounds. Mm-hmm. He's absolutely furious, unconsciously, about having to perform at that level. And he needs to divert it. And he has a drug addiction now, which is part of the symptom imperative. He was, in 2009, he had to admit himself into Hattiesburg.
Symptom imperative? What is that?
Yeah, sure. That was one of Dr. Sarno's brilliant observations, that the brain will create certain things, obsessions, that you have to focus on and obsess on away from the actual problem. And so a lot of the things are workaholism and TMS pain, like we're talking about, sex addiction, like he had to put himself into a clinic in 2009, and his friends have said, you know, he's addicted to video games, too. In other words, he has an obsessive personality.
So did Dr. Sarno believe that it was not just the back, that it was headaches and other intestinal issues, things like that, too?
Yes, throughout his career and up until he retired at almost 90 years old, that term TMS used to stand for tension myoneural syndrome. But now we call it the mind-body syndrome, and it basically affects everything, from the immune system to the skin to the digestive system, vision, hearing, everything.
Okay, so that you're saying that but aren't we all in a state of some kind of pain or anger inside us? I mean, why is it that some people get to the point where they're in such horrible pain?
Right, and that's basically not a physical body problem. It's basically a personality issue. Mm-hmm. There's a certain type of personality that we call a type T personality for tension. They drive themselves very hard to be perfect. And isn't he the perfect example? He really is, for everyone to see. The demands that he makes on himself to be the best in the world are deeply enraging to him, but he's not aware of it.
Steven Ozanich with us. The book is Dr. John Sarno's Top 10 Healing Discoveries. SteveOzanich.com is where you can find Steve. Now, you went through this yourself, right? You went through a period where you were in horrible pain, too.
Yes.
And how did you first hear about Dr. John Sarno yourself?
Yes, I was in pain. I had back pain for 30 years, And at one point, I had a left leg that was paralyzed. I had to drag around the house for 9 months with no reflexes, drop foot, no sensation. And of course, they kept telling me it was a pinched nerve, and it never was. It was just the blood withdrawing from the nerves. Mm-hmm. And so a friend of mine introduced me to Dr. Sarno, and I healed. And I've spent the last 15 years now trying to spread this message around the world.
Now, you read one of his books? Is that how it worked? Or?
Yeah, he had a book called Healing Back Pain. It's probably the number one back pain book written in history.
Okay, so was this some kind of big surprise to you when you first read the book that tells you, hey, you have a lot of rage in you, a lot of anger, that kind of thing?
Yeah, well, I'm like, as like everybody else, I didn't believe it. I actually threw his book against the wall when I was laying on my back with my feet up in the air. Mm-hmm. But it was true.
And it just seemed silly at the time, is all you're saying, because you're in so much pain? Or?
Yeah, that not only is it offensive to people, they feel insulted by it, but it's also because the pain is protecting you. It's a protective mechanism. And so you do not want to know that. You want to believe that something's wrong with your physical body. And when you operate on it like he did, it just moves. Just like it's doing in him. Four operations, and now it's shifted into looks like a drug addiction.
And you're saying it's protecting you from just some unpleasant emotions, is that it?
Yes, that's the best phrase. That's it, unpleasant emotions, you know, things that make us angry, things that frustrate us. He's definitely frustrated when he shoots a 77 or an 80.
Yeah, but I'm curious, because you must have had unpleasant emotions while you were in pain also, right? How did you take those two apart then when you were learning about this?
Yeah, well, for me, it was just a matter of getting physical again. You have to become physical again. You've got to get over the fear that something's wrong with your structural spine. Mm-hmm. But people baby their backs, and that makes it worse. And the same thing with every part of the body. We're talking about hand pain, foot pain, knee pain, shoulder pain. As long as you're afraid, the pain will linger forever because you believe something's wrong with your physical body. Mm-hmm. You have to get out and live your life again. Sometimes, like I said, some people might need some therapy.
Mm. Why does it get worse if you baby it?
Because you're playing into your brain's strategy. Mm-hmm. It wants to keep you down. It wants to keep you obsessed and worried and focused on your body. Remember, it's about obsession. Okay. That's why he's on the drug addiction thing right now.
So what once you clear this, if you have that obsessive mind, once you're not focused on the pain, what did you end up focusing on at that point?
Well, you begin to look at your life and say, and realize, I am really pushing myself harder than I really want to. Mm-hmm. You know, that's part of him might not even want to play golf again. I don't know. I hear from his close friends that he's not sure if he does. And so when we're doing things we don't want to do, it creates a lot of unconscious anger. And so I just changed the way I reacted to life. I began to enjoy life more, okay. You know, have more fun and get more physical, and it began to fade, just like Dr. Sarno said.
Do you still, Steve, have moments where the pain is back?
I've never had. This is my 18th year pain-free, and I've helped tens of thousands of people to heal with this information, the ones who want to know about it. And Tiger could. I've called Mark Steinberg, his agent, before. They don't seem to care that much. But Jaime Diaz in Golf Digest did an article. I helped him write an article on Tiger, and we put it in there about Dr. Sarno's work. Yeah. So I'll bet you Tiger knows about this because he probably read that article.
Well, yeah, and he probably got angry when he read it, right? Yeah. Hey, Steve, I'm curious, though, when you're dealing with people who don't know what the anger is about, if you're telling them, look, you're in pain because you're actually subverting this enormous rage or anger, and they tell you, I can't even identify where that would come from. What do you do at that point?
Yeah, well, the number one thing Dr. Sarno always asked him was acceptance. Can you accept the fact that even though you've got herniated discs here and arthritis and one leg longer than the other and all this host of stuff, that that's not causing the pain? And this is from unconscious processes. Most of the people would say no, about 80% of the people, nope, and they would live crippled. But the people who did accept it, it's about recognizing that it's actually there. You don't really have to do much about it because we can't change the past.
Okay, so you don't even have to understand the source of it, just knowing that it actually exists. You don't have to understand why it's there to begin with?
For the most part, generally speaking, probably for 60, 70% of the people, it's about recognition that it's there, and you suddenly, a light bulb moment, oh, man, there's nothing wrong with my body. I'm reacting to something outside of my awareness. Now, some people need to go in there and dig it out if they're crippled. If they're really crippled, and there are people who are in wheelchairs that I work with and can't stand up, they need help, and they all do well.
Is the medical community in any way interested in this?
I will say this. For the most part, no, of course, because treating the body is what they do, and that's the first thing you have to stop doing is treating the body. You have to get into your mind completely and get away from the physical stuff. But I will say a lot of doctors have contacted me more and more who said, you know what, I think you're right in this because this is what I see in my patients. And, of course, the Sarno film is coming out in June in several major cities. It's called All the Rage, and I think a lot more people are going to see it then.
I'm looking forward to that one. It's Stephen Ozanich. The book is Dr. Sarno's Top 10 Healing Discoveries, steveozanich.com, steveozanich.com. Stephen, great to have you on WILS. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Michael. Yep.